This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
So this all kinds of brings back to me the culture and how it affects the culture. So, and I know you talk about culture. You say there's two sets of rules, written versus unwritten. Can we take a few minutes and talk about culture?
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, depending upon the size of the organization, there's companies and entities that spend a lot of time and energy working on culture, and there's those that don't. But regardless, organizations do have cultures. I don't care, you know, every family, every couple, every unit of people, whatever kind of organization that they tend to have, there's a culture that goes with that. So those are the written and the unwritten rules for how we will behave. When I do the work that I do in the course for presidents that I teach at Aileron, we talk about you either have a culture in your company by design or you have it by default. So the written and unwritten rules tend to be, the employee handbook will be the written rules, which tends to be written for the people who need thou shalt nots. You know, so they're the 3 to 5% of people who will take liberties that no one else will take just because they are that kind of person. I think of George Costanza in the Seinfeld episode that slept with the cleaning woman and said, if somebody told me I shouldn't, I wouldn't have, you know, kind of a thing.
Right.
And so the employee handbook's for that person. But most people don't need that. What they need and what they pay attention to are the unwritten rules for what the boss does, for what the owner does, that indicates what really they value. And I think most of us tend to pay more attention to what the boss does, what she or he does when there's a mistake or a problem, when there's failure. And they see how that gets addressed, you know, either fairly or quickly or poorly, or, you know, there's courage or there's not courage, there's indictments without evidence, those kinds of things. So I think the behavior that we, and when we're in executive or ownership or leadership position, the behavior we exhibit when there's a failure or mistake, I think really just sends all these signals that go so far into how willing people are to, you know, first of all, admit a mistake, willingness to take a risk. You know, everybody says they want their people to take risks in appropriate ways and times and places. But in fact, so many times we exhibit behavior that says, we don't want you to do that. You know, we're just not comfortable with you, you know, thinking for yourself. And I really feel like most owners don't understand the size of the shadow. Most presidents, most CEOs don't understand the size of the shadow they cast on the company.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.